We continue now with Masechus Rosh Hashanah, Dav Vav, Amad Aleph. We're going to begin 10 lines from the top of the Amad Tan Rabbanon. The Gemara is now going to present a braisa which analyzes a pasuk. The pasuk says, Motzos Vasecha Tishmor, Yosisa Kashan Adar Tol Hashem Lekecha, Nidavar Shedibar Tabeficha, which means literally, Motzos Vasecha, what is found, what emerges from your lips, Tishmor, you should observe, you should watch, Vasisa, and you should do Kashan Adar Tol Hashem Lekecha, just as you vowed you would do for to Hashem your God, nedavah shadibar to beficha, the nedava, the promise, the pledge that you made with your mouth. So now the Braisa is going to analyze this pasuk phrase by phrase. Tanu rabbanu motzva secha. What do we learn from the word motzva secha? Zo mitzvah sase. This presents us with a mitzvah sase, a positive mitzvah from the Torah to fulfill one's vow. She says, the mistama hachikamer, it seems that the pasuk is saying, motzos vasecho kayem, that a person should be mekayim, he should fulfill the words of his mouth. Tishmor, zu mitzvos lo saseh. So now this comes as a lav, as a negative commandment, to say that failure to fulfill a vow is a sin. Rashi says over here, not only failure to pay at all, but even failure to pay on time, the postponement, the delay, shelo ta'acher, that a person should not delay, k'da amir rav avin, amir loy, komokam shnemer, hishomer pen va'al, and Rashi references a Gemara that tells us whenever the pasuk says, hishomer pen va'al, other lashonos, this also comes to teach that this is a lav in the Torah. So even though here the Torah doesn't use the lashon of lo, the Torah doesn't say don't, but since the Torah says, tishmor, you shall observe, so this is a reference to a mitzvah lo sase, v'yasisa, what does it mean when it says, and you shall do, azhara levezin sheyasucha. This is a warning to the Bezdin that they should make you pay your vow, your promise. Says Rashi V'yasisa al karchacha. This is something that can be done even against one's will if a person does not cooperate. Kashen darta, as you vowed, ze neder. This refers to a neder, l'ashem elokecha. When it says l'ashem elokecha, ilu chatos v'ashamos v'olos ushlamim. This refers to other specific types of vows that a person has made specifically by dedicating certain animals for the purpose of kabbalas, as opposed to neders, we've seen on the previous summit. So this is a reference to a pledge for the purpose of bedek abayis nedava. What does it mean when it says nedava? Kimashmo. This is to be understood as its literal meaning. What does a nedava literally mean? So as we had seen on the previous amud, nedava is a person says arizu karbon. A person says that this animal is to be brought as a karbon, as a sacrifice. Asher dibarta, literally that you spoke, elu kodshe bedek abayis, this refers to items which were dedicated, which are consecrated for the purpose of bedek abayis, to maintain the needs of the Beis HaMikdash. Beficha, finally, with your mouth, zot tzedakah, this is a reference to a pledge to tzedakah. The Gemara now continues by raising several questions regarding this braisa that we just read. So the Gemara is going to present several questions first, and then the answers will follow. So Amar Mar previously said in the Braisa, Motzos Vasecha Zo Mitzvah Saseh. From the Pasuk, Motzos Vasecha, we see that this is a Mitzvah Saseh, that a person has to fulfill his vow. So Lomali, so says the Gemara, why do you need this? Mi Uvas Hashama Vehevesa Shama Nafka. As we had seen previously, this is something which emerges from the Pasuk, Uvas Hashama, you should come there to the Beis HaMikdash, Vehevesim Shama, you should bring there, meaning your sacrifices, the kabanos that you said you would bring. So why do you need Motzos Vasecha? You already have another pasuk, which indicates that this is a mitzvah saseh. That's the first question. Second question, tishmor. The Braisa said tishmor is a mitzvah lo saseh. This is a lav in the Torah. This is a mitzvah lo saseh. It says gemar lamali mi lo sacher l'shamon afka. We have an explicit pasuk. Do not delay in paying. So why do you need to come up with tishmor saying zu mitzvah lo saseh? After all, that is exactly what Baal Ta'acher comes to teach, namely that a person who fails to bring to fulfill his carbon on time, to fulfill his vow on time, so such a person is in violation of a prohibition in the Torah. V'asisa. Third question. It says in the Braisa of Asisa, and you shall do Azhar lebezdin sheyasucha. This is an Azhar instruction, a warning to Bezdin that they could force a person balkarcho to fulfill his vow. So normally, why do you need this? Miyakriv oso nafka. This is something that can be learned from the pasuk miyakriv oso, which doesn't just mean that he should bring it, but that he can be forced to bring it. The Tanya, as we learn in Braisa, Yakriv Oso, Melamit Shechofen Oso. We see from here that Bezdin can compel a person to bring his required kabanos. Yochobal Karcho, you would think that this is something that can be enforced, even if he completely and absolutely refuses. So Tamid Loma comes to belong the pasuk and says Lirtzono. The pasuk says Yakriv Otso Lirtzono, that he can be compelled to bring it, but Lirtzono according to his will. Haketzat. So how do you do that? If a person is being compelled to do something, so obviously he is not willing. So says the Gemara, Kofin Otso Achi Yomer Rotzani. Famous drasha that we force him, we compel him until he says, "I want to bring it." Meaning, we do not necessarily wait for him to wake up on his own and say, "You know what? This is the right thing to do." But we will compel him, we will force him until he acknowledges that this is in fact proper. Kofinoso achiyoma rotsani. So in this way, we fulfill yakriv, and we fulfill liritsono. But either way, for the purpose of our analysis over here, we see that we have another pasuk in the Torah which teaches the same idea that Bezdin can compel a guy to bring the karbon that he is obligated to bring. So why then does our brisa have to teach mosas vasecha mitzvaseh? We know that already. Why does it have to say tishmor is mitzvaseh? We know that already. And why viyasisas and ashar the bezin that they can force him? We know that is ready as well. So here the Gemara asks three questions in the brisa. Why do these special drushas need to be introduced? After all, we're not being taught anything we don't already know. So continues the Gemara, chad de omar velo afrish. Says the Gemara, there really are two stages that are involved in the making and the ultimate fulfillment of a vow. The first one is a person says that this is my intention, I intend to bring a certain karbon. And the second stage is when the person actually goes ahead and designates an animal before having actually fulfilled the vow. So you need two psukim over here. One to teach that there's a mitzvah sase, there's a mitzvah slos sase, and there's even a directive upon Bezdin to force a person to fulfill his vow when he said it, velo afrish, but he has not yet designated the animal. And you need another pasuk to teach in a case where he was mafrish the animal, where he designated the animal, but he was not makir of the animal, he didn't yet bring it. But tzricha, and says the Gemara, a pasuk is needed for both of these. Diyashmina omar velo afrish, because for the Torah would only said that the iser about ta'achir, the mitzvah, etc., only applies in a case where a person says that this is intention, but was not yet mafrish the animal. So I would say mishundu lo kami l'dibure. Obviously, it applies over there because he said something. He said he would do something, and he has not fulfilled literally dibure, his word. Aval afrish velo akriv. However, if a person went ahead and was already mafrish the animal, he designated the animal, but he has not yet brought it. So ema kol hecha de isay ki gazed rachman isay. I say, listen. Eventually, they'll get around to it. But right now, essentially, he has fulfilled it because wherever the animal is, it is considered to be Gaza de Rachmana. It is in literally the treasury of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it is in Hashem's possession. So even though he has not yet completed the process, essentially, he has fulfilled the main import of his vow. So therefore, Tzricha. Therefore, we need the Pasuk to teach that in this case, there is going to be an Isser of delaying. If the Torah would have only taught us that when a person is mafrish an animal, designates the animal, but he's not yet brought it, so they'll come hashi legabe, because you would say that he's, after all, keeping it in his possession. But if a person merely declared that this is an intention, but he's not yet mafrish the animal, so it's okay, so he said something, but it doesn't really have any consequence. After all, he just said something. Words don't mean anything. So trichas, therefore, the pasuk is needed to teach that even over here we hold him to his word and we say no. The mere fact that you said that this is your intention, that you said harezu karbon, or a person says my intention rather is to bring a karbon, so we say that at this point already he is obligated to fulfill his neder. Failure to do so, he'd be subject to a lav. This would be a prohibition, and Bezdin can even go ahead and intervene and compel him to do so if necessary. So basically, the Gemara is saying that you need two sets of psukim addressing two separate individuals, two separate cases. One where a person is omar velo afrish, and the other where a person is afrish velo akrif. So the Gemara now challenges this answer and says, wait a second, me matzis amris the omar velo afrish. How could you tell me that one of the psukim is necessary to teach me that a person is subject to the isser bal ta'acher when he said, but he did not yet designate an animal, when he merely made a declaration, but no designation. After all, v'hanadava k'siva, it says explicitly in the pasuk nedava, in both pasukim, utznan, and we learn in the Mishnah, ezel neder, what is a neder? Harei alai, ha'omer harei alai ola. In neder is a person says, I accept upon myself to bring an ola. Ve'ezel nedava, says the Mishnah, what's a nedava? Ha'omer harei zo ola. A person points to a certain animal and says, this is an ola. It's a slight difference in the formulation, but as we're going to see in a moment, a very significant difference, right? And neder is a person says, I accept upon myself the obligation to bring an ola, hare alai ola. And a dove, a person designates a specific animal, hare zo ola. What is the practical difference, the nafkamina, between the two? So neder, if a person says, hare alai ola, so mezo nignav, even after he designates the animal, if the animal dies or was stolen, chay bachar yuso, he is responsible to replace it, because after all, he accepted a vow upon himself to bring an animal. Until he does that, he is not yet in fulfillment of his vow. Nedava, however, when it comes to nedava, when a person says hare zo nedava, or hare zo ola rather, so meso nignava, if the animal has died or it's stolen, so then ein chay bachar yuso, he's not responsible to replace, because after all, his only pledge in the first place was this animal, and then because of circumstances beyond his control, the animal is no longer available. So we see clearly that the Mishnah speaks of a nedava as being a designation. So how then can we say that either pasuk could talk about a person who is omar velo afrish? In the case of omar, there is no case of omar velo afrish. After all, every case, even if it's merely omar. So if you're talking about a nedava, so that is already considered to be a form of hafrasha. That's like separation, because as we see, if the animal is lost or stolen, he's still obligated to go ahead and to bring that animal, or to replace it rather. So Rava says, Mishkachal Shlo, you can't find a case where a nedava is not actually considered to be separated. Kagon, a person says, Kagon da Omar Hare Alai Ola Amanas She'ini Chayi Bach Riusa. A person says, I accept upon myself the obligation to bring an ola, on the condition that I am not required to replace it in the event that it gets lost. So in this case, since he made an explicit stipulation that no replacement is necessary, that he does not assume achrayas, he does not assume responsibility, should circumstances beyond his control make it impossible for him to bring this animal, so therefore, says Rava, you do have a case where essentially you have omar v'lo afrish, and therefore, going back to the Gemara's answer, that's why we need two sets of psukim. One to talk about a case of omar v'lo afrish, and the other one to talk about a case of afrish v'lo akrif. Continues the Gemara in its analysis of the Braisa. The Braisa said, "Beficha zu tzedaka." With your mouth, this is a reference to tzedaka, to charity. So omar Rava, utzedaka mechayev lo la'alter. I'm sorry, it's not a question, it's a statement. Rava says, utzedaka mechayev lo la'alter. When it comes to tzedaka, once a person takes a pledge of tzedaka, he should really fulfill it immediately. He should not wait until the Shal Shvigalim passes. There's no extended period, my time of why, the Hakami Yaniim. Because after all, the tzedaka is something that could immediately benefit people who are in need today. So it's not right to go ahead and just postpone, to delay the fulfillment of the neder tzedaka. So says in Rav Shita, obviously, there are always aniyim who could use the money now. So mal detema kevan de b'inyana de kabarnas k'siva, you would have said no. That since this iser of postponing the iser of bringing of postponing the vow, the fulfillment of the vow tzedaka is found within the context of karbanos. So you would say, ad over yalla shalish regalim karbanos. So I have until three karbanos pass, just three regalim, pass, just like karbanos. Kamash Malon comes along, Rav, and says, no. Hasam hu detalin rachmanim regalim. It's only over there when it comes to karbanos, where the Torah makes the delay of bringing karbanos contingent upon the passing of the Yom Tovim. But over here, no, the hashchichi aniyim, because as we said, there are always aniyim, there are people who are in immediate need of assistance.